feeling good. Because really what this all about is frequency. It's always been about frequency. The higher you can raise your frequency and your energy, everything is energy, the more you're gonna create and live a life that you love. In doing so though, especially feeling good, like truly feeling good, like vibrating from your essence, your soul, your cells, but also that inner peace of where you feel like it's safe to have spaciousness. It's safe to emanate your true self, your vibration, and just really feel good in who you are and not what you're doing or what you're producing is really mastery level stuff. And what I have found for myself, and I know for a lot of my clients who are former like overachievers, people pleasers, like very high achieving individuals, is that that's not an inspiring game anymore. It's like feeling good, having the time, the freedom, the impact, the love to be able to do what you love while feeling awesome is what it's about. That's where you're gonna have the greatest impact, both for yourself and other people. So why is it so challenging to truly allow yourself to feel good in every essence of your being? Part of it is it might not feel familiar. As humans, we try to run towards the familiar and run away from the unfamiliar. So if not feeling good is the familiar, often you're gonna do things that resonate in there. So maybe you're feeling good, you've been eating well, you've had a great day, and then maybe you choose food or you consume something that makes you feel like crap. And part of that is because it feels unnatural to feel so good. Another thing that could happen is in the past, it might not have been safe for you to feel great. I know for me, I was doing some inner work on this and I found it fascinating. So I was using the Heart of Freedom, and at 11 years old, I went back and this memory popped up, and I was with this group of friends, and not necessarily the most high vibe, high frequency group of friends. And I just remember feeling like it innately, I was just a happy, joyful, high vibe, high frequency kid. And I didn't feel like I belonged. I kind of felt like an alien. So I felt like there was this disconnect between myself and the vibration in which this group of friends was emanating. It's not like I consciously said that. It's like I just felt it inside me. So unconsciously, I started to make these decisions to pull my frequency down, to pull my energy down, to make myself basically feel like I fit in, which really was me disconnecting from my heart. When we disconnect from our heart, oftentimes that's when we feel more unsafe. That's when we feel lower frequency. That's where we feel fear. When we're in our heart, when we feel like we're connected within, that's when we don't feel alone. We don't feel like anything's missing. We feel like we're safe, abundant, loved. So it's fascinating, because one of the most loving things you can do to feel good is have a heart connection. To be connected with your heart. And know that when you're connected with your heart, you're never alone. In the past, so for me in that example, in the past I felt alone often because I felt like I didn't connect with a lot of people. I was just on a different frequency. I was just on a different energy. And that's okay. It's no longer serving me for me to pull myself down, but it was also important for me to know I wasn't connected to my heart. When I was connected to my heart, that's when the magic happens. And same with for you. So by you connecting with your heart, that's when you'll feel most fulfilled. That's when you feel most successful, happy, joyful, like that true inner essence of love. So how can you connect with your heart? What are the things you can do? Well, one of the things you can do is stop doing the things that feel familiar that pull you out of your heart. That could be food consumption. That could be hanging out with people that aren't inspiring. That could be what you're consuming on a daily basis, your sleep pattern. On the flip side, it's also start listening to yourself. What are the things that you want to start doing, that you want to pull more in? It could be exercising more. It could be expanding your circle. It could be being in nature, whatever that might be. Stop doing the things that are familiar. Start doing the things that are unfamiliar but feel good, and focus on that, because what you'll end up doing is making this unfamiliar familiar. And that's where it gets fun. Life is supposed to be fun. So my hope for you is that you start taking the action to move your heart towards what it would love. Get out of your comfort zone, challenge yourself, and know you'll be supported.